And good Saturday morning, and welcome into a wet Labor Day weekend start. Yeah, well, you know what Labor Day means. A couple extra days to get out there if the weather allows it. And it's also the wrap-up of the CCA Star Tournament. It's been going on since Memorial Day. Wraps up your last chance to get a winning fish in, maybe one of those tagged redfish, will be 5 p.m. on Monday. Well, are you headed out today? Well, you got to be careful. Maybe your hot dogs might get a little wet if you're going to be doing some cooking out. We've got a lot of the wet stuff around popping in and out. No major system, but just some pesky stuff. You could get in it. You could escape it. It just kind of depends on the luck of the draw and where you're headed. Want to wish good luck to participants in today's Mobile Big Game Fishing Tournament. We'll have some details if you'd like to be a spectator at the two weigh-ins today and tomorrow. Good news for those guys and girls is looking at the radar right now, Perdido Bay and Perdido River and Mobile Bay looks pretty much in the clear, at least for now. Going further to the west, not so pretty. Looks like down in Ryan Lambert and Delta Marina country down in Plaquemines Parish, it's pretty much covered up, been that way. Then you get a little bit of a break as you leave Grand Isle and kind of head a little bit to the west around Vermilion Bay, and then it picks up again. And it's been kind of sitting over there on Big Lake and Calcasieu. We're going to talk to Kirk Stance a little while, find out what they're going to be doing on this wet weekend. Anyway, what are you doing? Love to hear from you. 504-260-1870. That is our text line. You know, if you missed last week's live interview we did with LSU defensive tackle and Bayou Wild TV Tiger in the Wild, Jacoby and Guillory, who, by the way, is out in Las Vegas right now getting ready for tomorrow's ball game. We talked with him about his first ever bow fishing trip with the Bayou Bow Fishing Charters. Well, you're going to see that on this week's Bayou Wild TV show, and we have a clip from the show with some of Jacobian's comments about the sport of bow fishing. You'll hear from that a little bit later on. Also have the results of last week's Ride the Bull kayak tournament. That was also in conjunction with the Redfish Reload Project, a project to spawn redfish and collect fingerlings and restock them into Louisiana water. We'll tell you about that. Also, there's a new kayak launch in South Louisiana. Just opened up. We'll tell you about that during our Paddler's Report with Captain Eric. And if you had a successful fishing trip this week, we'd like to include it along with your comments and your questions with all your fishing reports. We'll combine that with those from our professional captains and marina operators. You can do that by texting that message real time into the studio here at 504-260-1870. Now, you've heard of Christmas in July events, right? How about deer hunting in July? Not as good an idea as this week's Bad Boy of the Outdoors found out firsthand. We've got his story for you. And I tell you, a shocking, alarming story that will be covered next week on the Bad Boys. It's hard to believe. Anyway, we'll kind of get that to you. But first, I want to cover your coastal marine forecast. This is as best we can tell. There's about an 80% chance of rain today, dropping down to about 70 tomorrow. Offshore, they're calling for 10 knots, 2 to 3 foot seas. And then for tomorrow, east winds 5 to 10, again 2 to 3 foot. Of course, those if you get caught in any of those squalls, those winds and seas could be a little bit higher. On the interior lakes and bays today, east wind 5 to 10, light chop. East wind 5 to 10, smooth conditions. Got a good tide range, 1.3. Mississippi River sitting low. In fact, that may be causing some problems with saltwater intrusion into some of the water supplies coming upriver. I know the Corps of Engineers is planning to take some steps to put one of those underwater barriers in to prevent the saltwater intrusion from coming up. But that does mean some good close-in fishing for saltwater species down there, so we'll talk more about that. Anyway, you got a good tide range. The winds are pretty light. If you can just put up with the rain, you might have a shot. We'll find out what our field reporters are going to be doing, and maybe you can kind of take a hint from them. We'll be back to do that, starting off with Robbie Campo at Shell Beach Marina. He's at Campo's. We're back with his report right after this timeout. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Well, it's Labor Day weekend across the Great Gulf Coast. Extra day or so for people to get off from work and get out and do some fishing, kind of the official end of summer, but not really unofficially. We've got several more weeks of probably the hot weather to go through, but Anyway, we got a little rain situation out there, and let's check in with Robbie Campo and find out what the situation is at Campo's Marina. Robbie, I know a lot of people are chomping at the bit on Labor Day weekend. What are you seeing down there? Are people kind of doing a see-and-wait situation? Or are they going ahead and trying to get in what looks like could be a very narrow window of opportunity? What's going on down there?
Actually, Don, we have no one here. People were turning around on the four lane. It was raining, on the way down here. But we're in a little break right now. I looked at the radar just a few minutes ago. There's a lot of rain coming from the mouth of the river, like coming straight towards Lake Bourne. I don't believe it's going to be too much longer before that gets here. We probably got maybe an hour or so window. But it doesn't look like it's too heavy. Looks like it's got a lot of green in it. The one little part over Port Sulphur had some reds, a little bit of red and a little bit of yellow in it. But for the most part, I think it's just going to be light rains today. Me personally, I wouldn't be fishing in that. But, hey, some people only have a Saturday to go or whatever, a weekend to go. Hey. If you're going, fishing wasn't that bad this week. We had some boats that made it out, Don, Thursday morning to the Sound out there by around Central area and Central Riggs area. They put some fish in the boat early in the morning. The wind did pick up on the way in. My dad fished Thursday in Lake Bourne here on the eastern shoreline with the guys from next door here, Mr. Alan Blanchett and Michael Rooney and them guys. And they went and fished down the eastern shoreline toward Bayou Pedro. They wound up with 27 specks, 30 white trout, a couple reds, a couple puppy drum, trying to wind up making a mixed box. But the speckled trout were really nice. So that's telling me that, some of these fish are starting to migrate back in from the outside out there. So I would think within the next, everybody, the trout are hitting Lake Bourne. Well, they caught some. But I think in the next couple of weeks here, Don, these fish are going to start filtering back in, and you're going to start seeing some trout action, through this Pontchartrain estuary right here. I think that's going to, the Pontchartrain Basin is going to start heating up. So, and as over on the west side of the Mystico, on the south side of the Mystico, going on the Black Bay side, this river's really low. I think you're going to start seeing some fish caught around that, right around that Bayou La Mer area by Delacro, Bayou Terra Buff, some people call it, over there around Gulfish Pass, Lake Campo, Full Horse. That area should start heating up here in the next couple of weeks also because, the salt water's moving back in, which is a good thing for fishing. It kind of wreaks havoc on Plaquemines Parish's water, but and I know they're watching that close, but, hey, we were raised in a saltwater estuary, not in a freshwater. So if there's speckled trout in there to be caught, we like to see them being caught.
Yeah, it is kind of shaping up to be a nice late summer, early fall season. Any reports of anybody seeing any teal out there in the Biloxi Marsh when they're running around?
My son told me they fished out. He fished Thursday also. They went over in the Bob's Lake area, and they saw some. They saw about 500 in one bunch out there up in that Biloxi Marsh. Now, teal ducks are a crazy thing because one day they're not there, the next day they're there. So, you go without seeing any, and then all of a sudden they're just there. So, but he did see a bunch, and he said they was all. He said, "Dad, they was in one band. They didn't separate and go. They just stayed in one bunch and landed in the pond back of kind of around McGill's Lagoon back that way. So, which is off of by Biloxi. So." They do have some teal ducks come down already. I heard some reports over on the south, around the Delacro side that they're seeing some over there, kind of around the Carnarvon area by Scarsdale. Mm. But And down toward the river, toward Beschel's Marina down that way, they're seeing some teal ducks. But tell you the truth, Don, I have not personally, I've never seen any yet. So, and I've been riding in the boat a little bit. I haven't seen any yet. So, but not to say, like I said, one day they're there, next day they're not.
Well, the tricky thing about that Biloxi marsh and teal is they got a plant that grows in there, and you and I have probably talked about it before, called tickweed. And it makes a seed head, and it's called tickweed because these seeds are little tiny black. They're about the size of a tick. And when that stuff germinates and falls in the water, the teal, it's almost like having bait in the water. Now, the problem is it doesn't stay around there long. Usually by the first week in November, it's gone. But when you can find that tickweed, that's where you're going to find those teal. And that's probably what your boy ran into, was a patch of tickweed, and that's why those teal were so thick in there. So if you do your scouting and you find your tickweed, set up on that, and that's going to be your best shot to maybe do a little bit of casting blast in a couple of weeks when it opens up.
Yep. That's probably right. But, you know, Don, this is the last weekend of Star Tournament, so
right.
If anybody wants to fish that thing, you know, one last time, this is the last hoorah, guys. So, you know, it's over with Labor Day. So, I mean, if you're not in, get in. And I wouldn't go out without it, because there's always a chance of catching that fish.
Yeah.
So, and I've seen it happen before later in the game. So, get you know, if you're not signed up, do so and go out there and try to catch it. If you're going to fish this weekend, if not. It's over with come Monday, right? I think Monday is the last
Monday,
day.
5 o'clock. Yeah, 5 p.m. All the fish will be final by then. Robbie, give out your phone number, because there's probably people going to be wanting to call you throughout this afternoon and maybe tomorrow, doing some weather check and see, asking you what it's looking like, because they're probably on hold, not sure whether they want to go out and chance it or not. So if you would, give out the best number they can call you at the marina.
You can call us at area code 504-239-6377. And this phone gets answered all day long. So tanks are full of bait over here, so we've just ready for somebody to come on out and, you know, come on fishing.
Let me say it. Hook the left when you get to the bridge. Did I do it right?
You got it, buddy.
All right, brother.
You got it.
See you
all
next
right.
week.
Talk to you later, Don. All right, bye-bye.
There you go. Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. All right, coming back after this, going to get to some of your text messages and some calendar items we got. The red snapper totals are in. If you hadn't caught your red snappers yet, you better get after it, because we're at 91% of the total quota as of August 18th. It ain't going to be open much longer, people. We'll be back right after this, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, planning on doing a little freshwater fishing. Got a couple of spots for you. You might want to try Henderson Lake. They either have already begun or has been done to draw it down. And you know what happens when they do that? It actually consolidates the fish into some of the little deeper areas. So that might become a hot spot soon. Also, some of the North Shore rivers and bayous from the Mississippi state line, where the Pearl is going to the west, where you got Bayou Lacombe, Chifuncta River, Tickfar, Tanchpahoe. Those rivers were starting to get low and clear. That could change a little depending on how much rain we get out of the system, but there was some nice fish being coming, especially from that Pearl there. It had a tournament over there last weekend, and I understand they had some pretty good results. All right, if you're a red snapper fisherman, here's the latest statistics on our harvest quota. You know, we were given almost 1 million pounds this year, 934,000 and some change. We have caught so far through August the 18th, which was a while back, 91%. So I'm thinking, depending on how this Labor Day weekend, the reports come in on Lock Creel, it could shut it down. They could estimate that we will have reached it by that time. So there's not a whole lot of time left, but at least for this weekend, if you're headed offshore, red snapper. In fact, you can do the trifecta. Triggerfish is still open, and also opening up tomorrow, I think it is amberjack. So you can catch those three offshore species. Don't forget to catch any of those offshore species. You do need that ROLP. A lot of people forget that. They get their basic and saltwater recreational license, but the ROLP, which is the recreational offshore landing permit, it's absolutely free. You can get it online. You can get it at any place where you buy your license, but make sure you have it, because it is mandatory. All right, over there on the Alabama coast, we got the big Mobile Big Game Fishing Club Labor Day Annual Tournament. And looking at the forecast and the radar, looks like they're pretty much in the clear, at least for a while. They've got fishing taking place today. The Way Dock will open tonight at 7 to 8. There's an hour there. And then tomorrow will be open 3 hours on the final day from 4 to 8 p.m. And that's down there on the Alabama coast. And that's a big money, big fish tournament. All right, something I wanted to throw out there to the audience. I've been getting a lot of listeners wanting to know about where can they go on a per day, per pay for a dove hunt. And I do not have any information on it. So if you have information, maybe you are a landowner and you're leasing your fields and you're allowing people to come in there on a day-by-day basis, please let me know. You can email me, and I'll give out the email address in just a second. But dove hunting is getting ready to open in all the states, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. Opens up tomorrow, I believe, both the north and south zones in Mississippi. Then following week, next Saturday, it'll be opening up in the north zone of Alabama and also statewide in Louisiana. All right, if you have any information about where someone can go on a dove hunt, send it to me. It's D Dubuque. That's D-U-B-U-C, D Dubuque at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. That's on my website. You can go to that website and find the contact and include it there. Something else I'd like to get, if possible, I met with Glenn Shore of Standard Mapping and Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures, and we are going to be doing a Bayou Wild TV tribute to Dutch Prager. A lot of you know Dutch was one of the founders of the New Orleans Big Game Fishing Club, was a World War II veteran, a heck of a nice guy, lived to the ripe old age of 99, passed away several weeks ago. He would have been 100 in January, and we're going to be doing a tribute, a dedication to a place called Dutch's Corner, one of his favorite fishing spots in the Biloxi Marsh. It will be embedded onto the Standard Map digital maps and also their print maps. And we're looking to get some photographs. If you happen to have some photographs of any of his 99 years, whether he was a young man or whether his golden years, please send that to me. And again, it's easy to do. You just scan a picture that you might have and you can email it to me. Again, that address is D Dubuc, D-U-B-U-C. At DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and we'll certainly appreciate getting that. All right, got some more information to share. Going to get to some of your text messages. Thank you for sending them in on this Labor Day weekend, and we'll be back to read them for you right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuc, Radio Network. All right, what you got going on this Labor Day weekend? Is the rain preventing you from getting out and doing your Saturday morning fishing trip? You're going to maybe wait and give it a shot for tomorrow. I hope it doesn't rain much. Trip out tomorrow. I got a tarpon trip planned tomorrow with one of our Hunt of a Lifetime recipients coming from New Jersey all the way down to fish with Stillwater Charters and Captain Jeremy McHugh, and hopefully you'll get to see that on a future Bayou Wild TV episodes. All right, checking on some of our text messages. Let's see, we're hearing from Old Man Sam. It's a Mississippi pink-eyed, purple-hulled people shelling and canning day in Hammond. That's what you call some fancy alliteration there. Pink-eyed, purple-hulled peas. He's getting them shelled. Yeah, that's one thing to do on a rainy day. Here's one says the satsumas and a grapefruit. They're dancing in the front yard. The goats and chickens are laid up. That's from Big Mike. He's over there listening to us on Rainy Bayou Liberty. And also listening to us this morning is one of our Department of Wildlife and Fisheries commissioners, Commissioner DeQuire. He's listening to the show this morning with his 11-year-old. They were headed to the camp for a work day, but looks like the rain may have got them. Well, I wouldn't give up too soon. Looks like that stuff, you know, sometimes in a tendency to rain itself out and the afternoons get kind of neat, and then it comes back later overnight or the next morning. So you never know. It's a good chance you could see the wet stuff, but then again, good chance you may not. All right, we got a quick station identification pause, and we'll be back to take a look at some more of your text messages right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuc Radio Network. All right, and our very talented wingbone turkey maker, Ed from Wilmer, Alabama, is checking in. Says, Alabama has a fall turkey season. I will have to investigate that, wingbone, because I was over there scouting for doves in Alabama, and lo and behold, I came up on three big gobblers staring at me. So I kind of got the GPS marked on that. You might see me around there during the fall season. All right, here's one says, football's here. That means hunting season's right around the corner. Yes, it does. And their Labor Day weekend will be filled with painting and touching up decoys, practice shooting some skeet, changing boat from a fishing boat back to a mud boat. It never gets old. Go Tigers. That's from the Colonel listening to us in Hammond. Good way to spend a Labor Day Saturday on a rainy day. Here's Butch. He's our Wycloski bridge tender. He says on his way to work, it started raining when he got to the Violet Canal Bridge all the way to work. He hasn't seen one boat yet. Yeah, everybody seems to have gotten the message and kind of holding up on getting out there. There's something about going out fishing or hunting and getting caught in the rain as opposed to going out in the rain. I think you get wet either way, but I think it's just something psychological about just, you know, jumping in the boat when it's raining and going out in the rain as opposed to, well, we went out and we happened to get caught in it. I don't know. What do you think? All right, Captain Ross L., he's checking in with us. Fishing's been good. He's been running around the weather. Yeah, a lot of boats have to play catch-up and move around those storms. Sometimes you can do that. Hope he can scoot around it today. All right, we got Toby checking in. He says, as much as he'd rather be fishing, he's headed up to the SIP to weld a hunting club gate. 1 month to go, brother. Well, not unless you're going to participate in the velvet season. You know, then you only got a couple weekends away. That's going to be September 13th through 15th. There's a special Mississippi where you're hunting velvet deer season. You do need a special permit for it, but, you know, it might be something interesting to get a little jump on the hunting season for it. It is archery, and I know you do some archery. All right, here we have, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is going to have dove hunting lease fields in DeRidder, Beauregard Parish, and Colfax, Grant Parish for Saturday, opening day, September the 7th. Information on the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery website. Yeah, you might want to check that out. I did see that. If you're looking to make a trip up in the west and northwest Louisiana areas, check it out. It's Department of Wildlife and Fishery. They've got dove hunting lease fields. And there are some management areas that offer some public hunting, too. But I've had people that are looking for private lands that charge a fee per day to come in and hunt doves. And over the years, there's been a few, but it seems like there's less and less. It seems like more of it goes to just the private landowners. Have enough friends and relatives to invite to make a hunt and really don't have enough room to lease it out to extra people. All right, you got a text for us, 504-260-1870. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be hearing from LSU defensive tackle Jacoby and Guillory. A lot of you who watch our TV program called Bayou Wild TV know that we've instituted this year a feature called Tigers in the Wild, where we take LSU athletes out and involve them in hunting and fishing and outdoor sports, and we've had a great time doing it. Big Jacoby and Guillory came with us with Mark Vogt on the Bayou Bow Fishing Charters, and we had a really good trip. And he was on with us last week, and we got him on last week because he's in Las Vegas getting ready to play ball tomorrow night. But we do have some of his recorded comments from that feature, and we'll let you listen to those coming back right after the top of the hour. We've also got coming up after this break, Kirk Stansel. I'm sure they're looking at raindrops. I've been watching the storm just kind of sit on them over there in the Calcasieu area for the last several hours. But hopefully it'll move off and give them a chance because I saw some nice trout coming in. And we'll also get a little bit of an early teal report. Talking to Captain Kirk Stansel at Hackberry Rod and Gun. His report for you is next, and you'll hear it right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time to head out west, out to Hackberry Rod and Gun, and talk to Captain Kirk Stansel. And, Kirk, I've been watching this radar for the last couple of hours, and, man, it's just sitting on you guys. It's not moving, but it does look like it's lightened up. What's going on over there on this Labor Day Saturday morning? Are you guys going to get out, or are you going to kind of hang back a while?
Well, we're hanging back now, but I think 7-8 o'clock we should be able to get out. It's supposed to kind of ease off and then come back in around noon, so I think we'll get a day in. We've got rain, got it yesterday. We didn't go at all yesterday because it just rained all day, and then again this morning that little low sitting offshore there just pumping it in on us.
Well, I did see a couple of big trout that came in from that area this week. Was some of your boats in on that?
We had a couple of nice fish, you know, up in the at five and a half, 5 3/4 pounds. Nothing huge, but, you know, a real nice trout. Probably the biggest ones we've caught this year.
Yeah, that's a fine fish. And as far as mixed in with some red and flounder?
Yeah, not many flounder, a few. Just, you know, here and there, the redfish bite turned back on. You know, it'd been off all summer. But here in the last week, we've been catching redfish, mainly in the marshes around the weirs and stuff. And then the trout, you know, we had a real good bite, you know, a couple weeks ago when we had that northeast wind. Then that bite has tapered off, not catching the numbers we were. They're still along the channel. A lot of undersized fish. Nothing really happening in the lake itself at all. But, you know, this east wind been blowing, you know, 8-10 miles an hour every day, and that's kind of killed the lake bite for sure.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of in that, I guess you'd call it an in-between stage where they really haven't started making a transition. Yeah, what is the best technique or tactic y'all use when the fishing gets like this?
Oh, the best are those DuPont Red Sticks. Have you ever used one?
No, I have not. Tell me about it.
Oh, you light the fuse and throw it in the water. And wait with the dip net.
Oh, boy. No. You set the hook on that one. Yes, indeed. Yeah, but, that'll work, though. That will work.
Yeah, it'll work. You better believe it. Now, man, the best technique right now is, I mean, it's fish hard. That's your best technique right now because it's a tough bite. It always is first part of September till we get a couple cool fronts that start pushing the bait out. But, you know, you have everything, have a full arsenal when you go out. I'm talking about have some live shrimp, catch you some live mullet, you know, when you go out, or some croaker, and, you know, and soft plastics is mainly the best artificial bait right now. And, you know, on a 3/16 or a quarter ounce jig head, the down south lures or the Little Johns, both of those been working. And in the light colors, let's say the bone diamond, you know, something that imitates more of a shrimp.
Now, those 5-pound-plus trout that came in, were that incidental to catching smaller fish, or was that something they targeted?
Yeah, that was. Those actually came off the rocks, right off the ship channel, right out there in front of the camp on live mullet.
Yeah. All right, how about teal? What are we seeing these days?
We're seeing them. They're showing up. They've been showing up for about the last 2 weeks. And there's quite a few teal down here. Even in the marshes, we got pockets that are showing quite a few teal.
Now, last year we had that drought, and that created a real unique situation down there. But that's not going on this year.
No, it's far from that this year. I mean, you're looking at two opposites right now from last year to this year. But, yeah, the marshes are in great shape. You know, we've had all this rain all year long, you know, and a lot of duck food. You know, if we can keep storms away, I think we'll have a real good waterfowl season.
Well, our Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary and even our governor got involved, and they have asked the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service if we can include black-bellied whistling tree ducks, the Mexican whistlers, into our teal season. Probably not for this year, but for next year. How would that impact your hunting down there?
We would shoot some. There's no doubt because that's when we see them. You know, during the regular duck season, we see a few, but they're around. There's a lot more of them around during teal season. Now, is it just black bellies or the fullness too?
Just the black bellies.
Okay, I mean that's what we're seeing more of, but we do see quite a few fullness. You know, and you know a lot of hunters have to be able to distinguish between the two.
Well, yeah, you would if it was during teal season. Of course, during the regular season,
exactly.
It doesn't matter. You can take them.
Right.
Let me ask you this. Down around your parks and areas where hunting's not allowed, do you see a lot of them congregating there like we do in other parts of the state?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. I mean, they're just a lot of the ponds. In Hackberry, for instance, a lot of places where you have these just ponds and stuff, and we're, especially when it's close to where they feed cattle. Uh-huh. Just bunches of them show up.
Now, what is your thinking on this? Some people say if we opened up and put more pressure on them by hunting them during the teal season, they become more wary and you wouldn't see them doing that. Just like we don't see very many teal and mallards and gray ducks sitting around the parks and the ditches and the canals and that type of thing. And other people say, no, you'll just drive them there because they'll realize that's where it's safe to go. What do you think?
I think we'll have to hunt them and wait and see. I mean, who knows what they're going to do?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, who knows? That's only speculation. You know, people have opinions, of course, and I don't know. If there's no pressure, you know, just like regular ducks, if there's areas where there's no pressure, that's where the ducks are going to congregate.
Well, they're kind of goofy. In fact, I think that's the species Daffy Duck was. I mean, they kind of goofy. I don't know if they know what they would do, but we need to find out.
That's a fact, you know, and they're sissies, too. All you got to do is hit one in the toenail, and he's going to fall.
Kirk, if you would, you guys just have too much fun now. Give us a phone number if somebody wants to come get in on it.
Okay, it's toll-free, Don. It's 888-762-3391, and our website's hackberryrodandgun, spell out the word and.com.
All right, what you got going on this Labor Day weekend? Is the rain preventing you from getting out and doing your Saturday morning fishing trip? You're going to maybe wait and give it a little shot for tomorrow. I hope it doesn't rain my trip out tomorrow. I got a tarpon trip planned tomorrow with one of our Hunt of a Lifetime recipients coming from New Jersey all the way down to fish with Stillwater Charters and Captain Jeremy McHugh, and hopefully you'll get to see that on a future Bayou Wild TV episode. All right, checking on some of our text messages. Let's see, we're hearing from Old Man Sam. It's a Mississippi pink-eyed, purple-hulled people shelling and canning day in Hammond. That's what you call some fancy alliteration there. Pink-eyed, purple-hulled peas. He's getting them shelled. Yeah, that's one thing to do on a rainy day. Here's one says the satsumas in a grapefruit. They're dancing in the front yard. The goats and chickens are laid up. That's from Big Mike. He's over there listening to us on Rainy Bayou Liberty. And also listening to us this morning is one of our Department of Wildlife and Fisheries commissioners, Commissioner DeQuir. He's listening to the show this morning with his 11-year-old. They were headed to the camp for a work day, but looks like the rain may have got them. Well, I wouldn't give up too soon. Looks like that stuff, you know, sometimes there's a tendency to rain itself out, and the afternoons get kind of neat, and then it comes back later overnight or the next morning. So you never know. It's a good chance you could see the wet stuff, but then again, good chance you may not. All right, we got a quick station identification pause, and we'll be back to take a look at some more of your text messages right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, and our very talented wingbone turkey maker, Ed from Wilmer, Alabama, is checking in. Says, Alabama has a fall turkey season. I will have to investigate that, wingbone, because I was over there scouting for doves in Alabama, and lo and behold, I came up on three big gobblers staring at me. So I kind of got the GPS marked on that. You might see me around there during the fall season. All right, here's one says, football's here. That means hunting season's right around the corner. Yes, it does. And their Labor Day weekend will be filled with painting and touching up decoys, practice shooting some skeet, changing boat from a fishing boat back to a mud boat. It never gets old. Go Tigers. That's from the Colonel listening to us in Hammond. Good way to spend a Labor Day Saturday on a rainy day. Here's Butch. He's our Wycloski bridge tender. He says on his way to work, it started raining when he got to the Violet Canal Bridge all the way to work. He hasn't seen one boat yet. Yeah, everybody seems to have gotten the message and kind of holding up on getting out there. There's something about going out fishing or hunting and getting caught in the rain as opposed to going out in the rain. I think you get wet either way, but I think it's just something psychological about just, you know, jumping in the boat when it's raining and going out in the rain as opposed to, well, we went out and we happened to get caught in it. I don't know. What do you think? All right, Captain Ross L., he's checking in with us. Fishing's been good. He's been running around the weather. Yeah, and all the boats have to play catch-up and move around those storms. Sometimes you can do that. Hope he can scoot around it today. All right, we got Toby checking in. He says, as much as he'd rather be fishing, he's headed up to the SIP to weld a hunting club gate. 1 month to go, brother. Well, not unless you're going to participate in the velvet season. You know, then you only got a couple weekends away. That's going to be September 13th through 15th. There's a special Mississippi where you're hunting velvet deer season. You do need a special permit for it, but, you know, it might be something interesting to get a little jump on the hunting season for you. It is archery, and I know you do some archery. All right, here we have, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is going to have dove hunting lease fields in DeRidder, Beauregard Parish, and Colfax, Grant Parish for Saturday, opening day, September the 7th. Information on the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery website. Yeah, you might want to check that out. I did see that. If you're looking to make a trip up in the west and northwest Louisiana areas, check it out. It's Department of Wildlife and Fishery. They've got dove hunting lease fields. And there are some management areas that offer some public hunting, too. But I've had people that are looking for private lands that charge a fee per day to come in and hunt doves. And over the years, there's been a few, but it seems like there's less and less. It seems like more of it goes to just the private landowners have enough friends and relatives to invite to make a hunt and really don't have enough room to lease it out to extra people. All right, you got a text for us, 504-260-1870. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be hearing from LSU defensive tackle Jacobian Guillory. A lot of you who watch our TV program called Bayou Wild TV know that we've instituted this year a feature called Tigers in the Wild, where we take LSU athletes out and involve them in hunting and fishing and outdoor sports, and we've had a great time doing it. Big Jacobian Guillory came with us with Mark Vogt on the Bayou Bow Fishing Charters, and we had a really good trip. And he was on with us last week, and we got him on last week because he's in Las Vegas getting ready to play ball tomorrow night. But we do have some of his recorded comments from that feature, and we'll let you listen to those coming back right after the top of the hour. We've also got coming up after this break, Kirk Stansel. I'm sure they're looking at raindrops. I've been watching the storm just kind of sit on them over there in the Calcasieu area for the last several hours. But hopefully it'll move off and give them a chance because I saw some nice trout coming in. And we'll also get a little bit of an early teal report. Talking to Captain Kirk Stansel at Hackberry Rod and Gun. His report for you is next, and you'll hear it right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time to head out west, out to Hackberry Rod and Gun, and talk to Captain Kirk Stansel. And, Kirk, I've been watching this radar for the last couple of hours, and, man, it's just sitting on you guys. It's not moving, but it does look like it's lightened up. What's going on over there on this Labor Day Saturday morning? Are you guys going to get out, or are you going to kind of hang back a while?
Well, we're hanging back now, but I think 7-8 o'clock we should be able to get out. It's supposed to kind of ease off and then come back in around noon. So I think we'll get a day in. We've got rain. Got it yesterday. We didn't go at all yesterday because it just rained all day. And then again this morning, that little low sitting offshore there just pumping it in on us.
Well, I did see a couple of big trout that came in from that area this week. Was some of your boats in on that?
We had a couple of nice fish, you know, up in the five and three quarter pounds, nothing huge, but, you know, a real nice trout, probably the biggest ones we've caught this year.
Yeah, that's fine fish. And as far as mixed in with some red and flounder?
Yeah, not many flounder, a few, just, you know, here and there. The redfish bite turned back on, it'd been off all summer, but here in the last week we've been catching redfish. Mainly in the marshes around the weirs and stuff. And then the trout, you know, we had a real good bite, you know, a couple weeks ago when we had that northeast wind. Then that bite has tapered off, not catching the numbers we were. They're still along the channel, a lot of undersized fish, nothing really happening in the lake itself at all. But, you know, this east wind been blowing, you know, 8-10 miles an hour every day, and that's kind of killed the lake bite for sure.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of in that, I guess you'd call it an in-between stage where they really haven't started making a transition. Yeah, what is the best technique or tactic y'all use when the fishing gets like this?
Oh, the best are those DuPont Red Sticks. Have you ever used one?
No, I have not. Tell me about it.
All right, you light the fuse, throw it in the water, and wait with the dip net.
Oh, boy. No. You set the hook on that one. Yes, indeed. Yeah, that'll work, though. That will work.
Yeah, it'll work. You better believe it. Now, man, the best technique right now is, I mean, it's fish hard. That's your best technique right now because it's a tough bite. It always is first part of September till we get a couple cool fronts that start pushing the bait out. But, you know, you have everything, have a full arsenal when you go out. I'm talking about have some live shrimp, catch you some live mullet, you know, when you go out, or some croaker, and, you know, and soft plastics is mainly the best artificial bait right now. And, you know, on a 3/16 or a quarter ounce jig head, the down south lures or the Little Johns, both of those have been working. And in the light colors, let's say the bone diamond, you know, something that imitates more of a shrimp.
Now, those 5-pound plus trout that came in, were that incidental to catching smaller fish, or was that something they targeted?
Yeah, that was. Those actually came off the rocks, right off the ship channel, right out there in front of the camp on live mullet.
Yeah. All right, how about teal? What are we seeing these days?
We're seeing them. They're showing up. They've been showing up for about the last 2 weeks, and there's quite a few teal down here. And even in the marshes, we got pockets that are showing quite a few teal.
Now, last year we had that drought, and that created a real unique situation down there, but that's not going on this year.
No, it's far from that this year. I mean, you're looking at two opposites right now from last year to this year. But, yeah, the marshes are in great shape. You know, we've had all this rain all year long, you know, and a lot of duck food. You know, if we can keep storms away, I think we'll have a real good waterfowl season.
Well, our Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary and even our governor got involved, and they have asked the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service if we can include black-bellied whistling tree ducks, the Mexican whistlers, into our teal season. Probably not for this year, but for next year. How would that impact your hunting down there?
Oh, we would shoot some. There's no doubt, because that's when we see them. You know, during the regular duck season, we see a few, but they're around. There's a lot more of them around during teal season. Now, is it just black bellies or the fulvish too?
Just the black bellies.
Okay. I mean, that's what we're seeing more of, but we do see quite a few fulvish, you know, and, you know, a lot of hunters have to be able to distinguish between the two.
Well, yeah, you would if it was during teal season. Of course, during the regular season,
exactly.
It doesn't matter. You can take them.
Right.
Let me ask you this. Down around your parks and areas where hunting's not allowed, do you see a lot of them congregating there like we do in other parts of the state?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. They're just a lot of the parks. In Hackberry, for instance, a lot of places where you have these just ponds and stuff, and especially when it's close to where they feed cattle. Uh-huh. Just bunches of them show up.
Now, what is your thinking on this? Some people say if we opened up and put more pressure on them by hunting them during the teal season, they become more wary and you wouldn't see them doing that. Just like we don't see very many teal and mallards and gray ducks sitting around the parks and the ditches and the canals and that type of thing. And other people say, no, you'll just drive them there because they'll realize that's where it's safe to go. What do you think?
I think we'll have to hunt them and wait and see. I mean, who knows what they're going to do?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, who knows? That's only speculation. You know, people have opinions, of course, and I don't know. If there's no pressure, you know, just like regular ducks, if there's areas where there's no pressure, that's where the ducks are going to congregate.
Well, they're kind of goofy. In fact, I think that's the species Daffy Duck was. I mean, they kind of goofy. I don't know if they know what they would do, but we need to find out.
That's a fact, you know, and they're sissies, too. All you got to do is hit one in the toenail, and he's going to fall.
Kirk, if you would, you guys just have too much fun there. Give us a phone number if somebody wants to come get in on it.
Okay, it's toll-free, Don. It's 888-762-3391, and our website's Hackberry Rod and Gun, spell out the word and, .com. And look at our live webcams. You know, you can see what we're bringing in, you know, as far as fishing goes.
Always good report. Thanks so much, Kirk. Always appreciate it, my friend.
You bet. All right. Good talking to you, Don. You have a great show. Thank you.
Thank you. And there he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel. Coming back after this, Captain Darrell Carpenter, Grand Isle, another area kind of socked in. Looks like it won't give him a break down there for this Labor Day weekend. We'll find out if he's going to kind of dodge between the raindrops or if he's going to kind of hold back. I guess it's really up to the customers. Do you want to get wet and catch fish, or do you want to stay dry and eat some fried chicken? I don't know. We'll find out right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And let's check on Grand Isle and talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. And Darrell, have you guys made the call on today or not? It looks like it's been sitting over you now for a couple hours, but maybe not quite as intense as it was.
Yeah, right, Don. I mean, something along the lines of a cow and a flat rock comes to mind since about 3 o'clock this morning. But no, we've got we're actually doing more shrimp trawl trips this morning, so we're just kind of waiting to see if it passes. We're hoping 7:30, 8 o'clock. From the looks of it, it might give us a little bit of a break. That way, we can go out there and see if we can't get these people on the water for a little while, and you know, gonna give that a try. But I mean, other than that, the fishing has been You know, the weather hasn't really been conducive all week long to doing a lot of fishing, but even going up there and having to hide in the marsh, everybody that's been, you know, been up there and braving it has been coming back with very respectable boxes of fish. I mean, it's obvious that in our area, at least, the transition has started because there's plenty of good fish up in the marsh still.
Yeah, well, y'all get the transition start. You get to jump on it as opposed to other areas in the state. It's always a little earlier there. Anybody make any trips to our new reef, the Raising Cane's Reef that we talked about?
Not that I'm aware of, Don. You've had very few moments of calm to where you'd want to be in open water, and usually those moments of calm come, you know, you get that those hard 30, 40-mile-an-hour gusts of winds ahead of those squalls that move in, and then once the leading edge of that squall passes and it's pouring down rain, it's dead calm. But, you know, not a whole lot of people want to be sitting there when you got an inch an hour coming down, which is what some of these have been having. They just haven't been lasting long, thank God.
Right. How did things go for you yesterday? I mean, last week you were working the Ride the Bull catch boat.
We did very well. I was actually working for the redfish stocking program. I think we brought back 17. Mm-hmm. I think the final count was 17 bull reds that we harvested, two head to Mississippi, to the Ocean Springs, or wherever it is over there. Of those 17, I think they picked the... I don't know. They picked six or eight of the healthiest ones, and those are the ones that made the trip over there to make us some babies.
Yep, we're going to be going over there and documenting that when they get them all settled into their permanent spawning tanks. The tournament it was kind of rough, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wind bounced up to about 30 miles an hour in the middle of it. They had a screaming outgoing tide the entire time. I think they sunk probably what... And even though it's hard to do, you know, those little plastic corks are hard to sink, but I think they ended up like a dozen people they having to rescue out of the water, just trying to anchor up in that real, real hard current with a wind pushing it also, and, you know, they'd get in trouble and flip it or whatever. And, man, look, some of these things, I saw some of these yaks that had, you know, twin screens on it. It had to be 9 to 12-inch screens on it. And I'm like, man, it would hurt to dunk that thing in that salt water.
Mm-hmm. Well, a good thing about a kayak is it's hard to sink them. They'll turn and flip, but as far as going to the bottom, that doesn't happen that often, thank God. Yeah, well,
right. They got rough. I think they called it off about 10:30 or so when, you know, it just got to where it was too rough. And the people that had the wherewithal, I think they were probably down to about 75 that were still out there. The rest of them had all retreated back to the marinas. So I think about 10:30 or so, they went ahead and blew it off for unsafe conditions.
Yeah, well, nobody got seriously hurt. That was good, and you collected the redfish for the spawn, so that was good. And a lot of people, I'm sure, had some fun, even though they might have got a little bit of a dunking. Well, Darryl, what's going to be the plan from here on out if we get this weather system out of here? What would be the first spot you'd head?
Well, Don, I think right now, you know, I think after yesterday's rain, which was pretty much all day long and all, I think it's going to be, you know, you got to start over and you just got to go experiment. We got to find out, you know, when you've got places like Golden Meadow and those places that are inside of levees and they have pumps, you got to see how much of this rain caused their pumps to activate and what it's going to muddy up. So I think it's going to be a little bit of exploratory, but I think I'd probably be headed up toward, you know, that Hackberry Bay area. Hackberry Bay, Bossa Bossa, and those areas and start looking there. If it calms down enough, I mean, those fish are ripe to be right on Hotel Cid. You know, those kind of areas are all going to be very nice. And, I mean, as of last week when we had those north winds, there was still a lot of fish on the beach. So there's fish everywhere. You just got to get the right conditions to go find them and then adjust to what the conditions are that you do have.
All right, you can find him on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, his website, which is RealScreamers.com. Give them the telephone number, Dow, if they want to give you a call.
Sure, they can call 225-937-6288.
Very good. Hope you get your trip in this weekend, Dow.
Oh, yeah. Y'all have a good day, Don. Y'all stay dry.
Thank you. Captain Darrell Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. All right, when we come back after this, we got a paddler's report with Captain Eric Mohabarak. He'll give us some more results of the Ride the Bull. Jacobian Guillory, defensive tackle for LSU, going to talk to us about bow fishing. Captain Ryan Lambert, the plastic man, got a report with him. And Bone in the Bayou's Mike Gallo, all coming up in hour number two of the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time to head out west, out to Hackberry Rod and Gun, and talk to Captain Kirk Stanton. And Kirk, I've been watching this radar for the last couple of hours, and man, it's just sitting on you guys. It's not moving, but it does look like it's lightened up. What's going on over there on this Labor Day Saturday morning? Are you guys going to get out, or are you going to kind of hang back a while?
Well, we're hanging back now, but I think 7, 8 o'clock we should be able to get out. It's supposed to kind of ease off and then come back in around noon. So I think we'll get a day in. Yeah, we've got rain. Got it yesterday. We didn't go at all yesterday because it just rained all day. And then again this morning, that little low sitting offshore there just pumping it in on us.
Well, I did see a couple of big trout that came in from that area this week. Was some of your boats in on that?
Yeah, we had a couple of nice fish, you know, up in the at five and a half, 5 3/4 pounds. Nothing huge, but, you know, a real nice trout. Probably the biggest ones we've caught this year.
Yeah, that's fine fish. And as far as mixed in with some red and flounder?
Yeah, not many flounder, a few. Just, you know, here and there, the redfish bite turned back on. You know, it'd been off all summer. But here in the last week, we've been catching redfish, mainly in the marshes around the weirs and stuff. And then the trout, you know, we had a real good bite, you know, a couple weeks ago when we had that northeast wind. Then that bite has tapered off. Not catching the numbers we were. They're still along the channel. A lot of undersized fish. Nothing really happening in the lake itself at all. But, you know, this east wind been blowing, you know, 8-10 miles an hour every day, and that's kind of killed the lake bite for sure.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of in that, I guess you'd call it an in-between stage where they really haven't started making a transition. Yeah, what is the best technique or tactic y'all use when the fishing gets like this?
Oh, the best are those DuPont Red Sticks. Have you ever used one?
No, I have not. Tell me about it.
All right, you light the fuse and throw it in the water and wait with the dip net.
Oh, boy. No. You set the hook on that one. Yes, indeed. Yeah, but that'll work, though. That will work.
Yeah, it'll work. You better believe it. Now, man, the best technique right now is, I mean, it's fish hard. That's your best technique right now because it's a tough bite. It always is first part of September till we get a couple cool fronts that start pushing the bait out. But, you know, you have everything, have a full arsenal when you go out. I'm talking about have some live shrimp, catch you some live mullet, you know, when you go out, or some croaker, and, you know, and soft plastics is mainly the best artificial bait right now. And, you know, on a 3/16 or a quarter ounce jig head, the down south lures or the Little Johns, both of those have been working. And in the light colors, let's say the bone diamond, you know, something that imitates more of a shrimp.
Now, those 5-pound plus trout that came in, were that incidental to catching smaller fish, or was that something they targeted?
Yeah, that was. Those actually came off the rocks, right off the ship channel, right out there in front of the camp on live mullet.
Yeah. All right, how about teal? What are we seeing these days?
We're seeing them. They're showing up. They've been showing up for about the last 2 weeks, and there's quite a few teal down here. And even in the marshes, we got pockets that are showing quite a few teal.
Now, last year we had that drought, and that created a real unique situation down there, but that's not going on this year.
No, it's far from that this year. I mean, you're looking at two opposites right now from last year to this year. But, yeah, the marshes are in great shape. You know, we've had all this rain all year long, you know, and a lot of duck food. You know, if we can keep storms away, I think we'll have a real good waterfowl season.
Well, our Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary and even our governor got involved, and they have asked the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service if we can include black-bellied whistling tree ducks, the Mexican whistlers, into our teal season. Probably not for this year, but for next year. How would that impact your hunting down there?
Oh, we would shoot some. There's no doubt, because we have. That's when we see them. You know, during the regular duck season, we see a few, but they're around. There's a lot more of them around during teal season. Now, is it just black bellies or the fulvish too?
Just the black bellies.
Okay. I mean, that's what we're seeing more of, but we do see quite a few fulvish, you know, and you know, a lot of hunters have to be able to distinguish between the two.
Well, yeah, you would if it was during teal season. Of course, during the regular season,
exactly.
It doesn't matter. You can take them.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this. Down around your parks and areas where hunting's not allowed, do you see a lot of them congregating there like we do in other parts of the state?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. I mean, they're just a lot of the ponds. In Hackberry, for instance, a lot of places where you have these just ponds and stuff, and we're, especially when it's close to where they feed cattle. Uh-huh. Just bunches of them show up.
Now, what is your thinking on this? Some people say if we opened up and put more pressure on them by hunting them during the teal season, they become more wary and you wouldn't see them doing that. Just like we don't see very many teal and mallards and gray ducks sitting around the parks and the ditches and the canals and that type of thing. And other people say, no, you'll just drive them there because they'll realize that's where it's safe to go. What do you think?
I think we'll have to hunt them and wait and see. I mean, who knows what they're going to do?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, who knows? That's only speculation. You know, people have opinions, of course, and I don't know. If there's no pressure, you know, just like regular ducks, if there's areas where there's no pressure, that's where the ducks are going to congregate.
Well, they're kind of goofy. In fact, I think that's the species Daffy Duck was. I mean, they kind of goofy. I don't know if they know what they would do, but we need to find out.
That's a fact, you know, and they're sissies, too. All you got to do is hit one in the toenail, and he's going to fall.
Kirk, if you would, you guys just have too much fun there. Give us a phone number if somebody wants to come get in on it.
Okay, it's toll-free, Don. It's 888-762-3391, and our website's hackberryrodandgun, spell out the word and.com. And look at our live webcams. You know, you can see what we're bringing in, you know, as far as fishing goes.
Always good report. Thanks so much, Kirk. Always appreciate it, my friend.
You bet. All right. Good talking to you, Don. You have a great show. Thank you.
Thank you. And there he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel. Coming back after this, Captain Darrell Carpenter, Grand Isle, another area kind of socked in. Looks like it won't give him a break down there for this Labor Day weekend. We'll find out if he's going to kind of dodge between the raindrops or if he's going to kind of hold back. I guess it's really up to the customers. Do you want to get wet and catch fish, or do you want to stay dry and eat some fried chicken? I don't know. We'll find out right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And let's check on Grand Isle and talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. And Darrell, have you guys made the call on today or not? It looks like it's been sitting over you now for a couple hours, but maybe not quite as intense as it was.
Yeah, right, Don. I mean, something along the lines of a cow on a flat rock comes to mind since about 3 o'clock this morning. But no, we've got we're actually doing more shrimp trawl trips this morning, so we're just kind of waiting to see if it passes. We're hoping 7:30, 8 o'clock. From the looks of it, it might give us a little bit of a break. That way, we can go out there and see if we can't get these people on the water for a little while, and you know, gonna give that a try. But I mean, other than that, the fishing has been, the weather hasn't really been conducive all week long to doing a lot of fishing, but. Even going up there and having to hide in the marsh, everybody that's been up there and braving it has been coming back with very respectable boxes of fish. I mean, it's obvious that in our area, at least, the transition has started because there's plenty of good fish up in the marsh still.
Yeah, well, y'all get that transition start. You get to jump on it as opposed to other areas in the state. It's always a little earlier there. Anybody make any trips to our new reef, the Raising Cane's Reef that we talked about?
Not that I'm aware of, Don. You've had very few moments of calm to where you'd want to be in open water, and usually those moments of calm come, you know, you get those hard 30, 40 mile an hour gusts of winds ahead of those squalls that move in, and then once the leading edge of that squall passes and it's pouring down rain, it's dead calm. But, not a whole lot of people want to be sitting there when you got an inch an hour coming down, which is what some of these have been having. They just haven't been lasting long, thank God.
Right. How did things go for you yesterday? I mean, last week you were working the Ride the Bull catch boat.
We did very well. I was actually working for the redfish stocking program. I think we brought back 17.
Mm-hmm.
I think their final count was 17 bull reds that we harvested, two head to the Mississippi, to the Ocean Springs, or wherever it is over there. Of those 17, I think they picked the, they picked six or eight of the healthiest ones, and those are the ones that made the trip over there to make us some babies.
Yep, we're going to be going over there and documenting that when they get them all settled into their permanent spawning tanks. The tournament it was kind of rough, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wind bounced up to about 30 miles an hour in the middle of it. They had a screaming outgoing tide the entire time. I think they sunk probably what, and even though it's hard to do, you know, those little plastic corks are hard to sink, but I think they ended up like a dozen people they having to rescue out of the water, just trying to anchor up in those, in that real, real hard current with a wind pushing it also, and, you know, they'd get in trouble and flip it or whatever. And, man, look, some of these things, I saw some of these yaks that had, you know, twin screens on it. It had to be 9 to 12 inch screens on it. And I'm like, man, it would hurt to dunk that thing in that salt water.
Mm-hmm. Well, a good thing about a kayak is it's hard to sink them. They'll turn and flip, but as far as going to the bottom, that doesn't happen that often, thank God. Yeah, well,
right. They got rough. I think they called it off about 10:30 or so when, you know, it just got to where it was too rough. And the people that had the wherewithal, I think they were probably down to about 75 that were still out there. The rest of them had all retreated back to the marinas. So I think about 10:30 or so, they went ahead and blew it off for unsafe conditions.
Yeah, well, nobody got seriously hurt. That was good. And you collected the redfish for the spawn, so that was good. And a lot of people, I'm sure, had some fun, even though they might have got a little bit of a dunking. Well, Darryl, what's going to be the plan from here on out if we get this weather system out of here? What would be the first spot you'd head?
Well, Don, I think right now, you know, I think after yesterday's rain, which was pretty much all day long and all, I think it's going to be, you know, you got to start over and you just got to go experiment. We got to find out, you know, when you've got places like Golden Meadow and those places that are inside of levees and they have pumps, you got to see how much of this rain caused their pumps to activate and what it's going to muddy up. So I think it's going to be a little bit of exploratory, but I think I'd probably be headed up toward, you know, that Hackberry Bay area. Hackberry Bay, Bassa, and those areas, and start looking there. If it calms down enough, I mean, those fish are ripe to be right on Hotel Cid. You know, those kind of areas are all going to be very nice. And, I mean, as of last week when we had those north winds, there was still a lot of fish on the beach. So there's fish everywhere. You just got to get the right conditions to go find them and then adjust to what the conditions are that you do have.
All right, you can find him on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, his website, which is RealScreamers.com. Give him the telephone number, Dow, if they want to give you a call.
Sure, they can call 225-937-6288.
Very good. Hope you get your trip in this weekend, Dow.
Oh, yeah. Y'all have a good day, Don. Y'all stay dry.
Thank you. Captain Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. All right, when we come back after this, we got a paddler's report with Captain Eric Mohabarak. He'll give us some more results of the Ride the Bull. Jacobian Guillory, defensive tackle for LSU, going to talk to us about bow fishing. Captain Ryan Lambert, the plastic man, got a report with him. And Bone in the Bayou's Mike Gallo, all coming up in hour number two of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And let's check on Grand Isle and talk to Captain Darryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. And Darryl, have you guys made the call on today or not? It looks like it's been sitting over you now for a couple hours, but maybe not quite as intense as it was.
Yeah, right, Don. I mean, something along the lines of a cow and a flat rock comes to mind since about 3 o'clock this morning. But no, we've got we're actually doing more shrimp trawl trips this morning. So we're just kind of waiting to see if it passes. We're hoping 7:30, 8 o'clock. From the looks of it. You know, it might give us a little bit of a break. That way we can go out there and see if we can't get these people on the water for a little while and, you know, going to give that a try. But, I mean, other than that, the fishing has been, you know, the weather hasn't really been conducive all week long to doing a lot of fishing. But even going up there and having to hide in the marsh, everybody that's been, you know, been up there and braving it has been coming back with very respectable boxes of fish. I mean, it's obvious that in our area, at least, the transition has started because there's plenty of good fish up in the marsh still.
Yeah, well, y'all get that transition start. You get to jump on it as opposed to other areas in the state. It's always a little earlier there. Anybody make any trips to our new reef, the Raising Cane's reef that we talked about?
Not that I'm aware of, Don. You've had very few moments of calm to where you'd want to be in open water, and usually those moments of calm come, you know, you get that those hard 30, 40 mile an hour gusts of winds ahead of those squalls that move in, and then once the leading edge of that squall passes and it's pouring down rain, it's dead calm. But, you know, not a whole lot of people want to be sitting there when, you know, when you got an inch an hour coming down, which is what some of these have been having. They just haven't been lasting long, thank God.
Right. How did things go for you yesterday? I mean, last week you were working the Ride the Bull catch boat.
We did very well. I was actually working for the redfish stocking program. I think we brought back 17.
Mm-hmm.
I think the final count was 17 bull reds that we harvested to head to Mississippi, to the Ocean Springs, or wherever it is over there. Of those 17, I think they picked the... I don't know, they picked six or eight of the healthiest ones, and those are the ones that made the trip over there to make us some babies.
Yep, we're going to be going over there and documenting that when they get them all settled into their permanent spawning tanks. The tournament it was kind of rough, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wind bounced up to about 30 miles an hour in the middle of it. They had a screaming outgoing tide the entire time. I think they sunk probably what... And even though it's hard to do, you know, those little plastic carts are hard to sink, but I think they ended up like a dozen people they having to rescue out of the water, just trying to anchor up in that real, real hard current with a wind pushing it also, and, you know, they'd get in trouble and flip it or whatever. And, man, look, some of these things, I saw some of these yaks that had, you know, twin screens on it. It had to be 9 to 12-inch screens on it. And I'm like, man, it would hurt to dunk that thing in that salt water.
Mm-hmm. Well, a good thing about a kayak is it's hard to sink them. They'll turn and flip, but as far as going to the bottom, that doesn't happen that often, thank God. Yeah, well,
right. They got rough. I think they called it off about 10:30 or so when, you know, it just got to where it was too rough. And the people that had the wherewithal, I think they were probably down to about 75 that were still out there. The rest of them had all retreated back to the marinas. So I think about 10:30 or so, they went ahead and blew it off for unsafe conditions.
Yeah, well, nobody got seriously hurt. That was good, and you collected the redfish for the spawn, so that was good. And a lot of people, I'm sure, had some fun, even though they might have got a little bit of a dunking. Well, Darrell, what's going to be the plan from here on out if we get this weather system out of here? What would be the first spot you'd head?
Well, Don, I think right now, you know, I think after yesterday's rain, which was pretty much all day long and all, I think it's going to be, you know, you got to start over and you just got to go experiment. We got to find out, you know, when you've got places like Golden Meadow and those places that are inside of levees and they have pumps, you got to see how much of this rain caused their pumps to activate and what it's going to muddy up. So I think it's going to be a little bit of exploratory, but I think I'd probably be headed up toward, you know, that Hackberry Bay area. Hackberry Bay, Bassa, and those areas, and start looking there. If it calms down enough, I mean, those fish are ripe to be right on Hotel Cid. You know, those kind of areas are all going to be very nice. And, I mean, as of last week when we had those north winds, there was still a lot of fish on the beach. So there's fish everywhere. You just got to get the right conditions to go find them and then adjust to what the conditions are that you do have.
All right, you can find him on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, his website, which is RealScreamers.com. Give them the telephone number, Dow, if they want to give you a call.
Sure, they can call 225-937-6288.
Very good. Hope you get your trip in this weekend, Dow.
Oh, yeah. Y'all have a good day, Don. Y'all stay dry.
Thank you. Captain Darrell Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. All right, when we come back after this, we got a paddler's report with Captain Eric Mohabarak. He'll give us some more results of the Ride the Bull. Jacobian Guillory, defensive tackle for LSU, going to talk to us about bow fishing. Captain Ryan Lambert, the plastic man, got a report with him. And Bone in the Bayou's Mike Gallo, all coming up in hour number two of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.